This is BBC Radio Oxford Saturday Breakfast. Lucy here with you. Into the weekend we go. And tomorrow is International Women's Day, a global day to celebrate the achievements of women across all aspects of life and a call for gender equality. Let's hear about a group of over 50s women from Oxford who decided to form a punk band called The Hormones. Hello, lead singer Lisa and sax player Elise. Morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, hello. Have you always been in bands over the years?
No. I've never been in a band before in my life. And most of us hadn't. I mean, most of the band, that was the point really when we formed, was that most of us had never played an instrument before. We had a meeting of three of us, myself, Jane, who's now on drums, and Deb, who plays bass. And we just decided to start a band, and then we're like, well, what shall we do? And Deb said, well, I can get hold of a bass, so I'll play bass. And Jane said, well, I've got my husband's drum kit, so I'm going to steal that and learn to play drums. And I said, I haven't got time to learn an instrument, so I'll sing. And I've done like school choirs and some, like Amdram type stuff before, but I've never been in a band. And I'm loving every minute of it.
I can't believe this. I can't believe that I thought you guys would have had experiences in bands, maybe experiences to share about being women in bands, but what stopped you? Why had you never been in bands before? What took you so long?
I have this thing that I feel like it's weird being a woman of our age in our kind of 50s all the way up to 79, our oldest member. I feel like we're kind of reliving our teenage years. And in my teenage years, I kind of wanted to be in a band, and this is really embarrassing to admit, but back then, thousands of years ago, I sort of, all the bands were boys, and you sort of waited for a boy to ask you to be in his band, which is ridiculous, and I'm very glad that teenagers now don't feel the same way.
It wasn't the done thing in the 80s for women to set up their own bands. I mean, we had few role models, did we? I loved Blondie, but I still didn't see it as a possibility that I could be like her.
There was some great punk bands, you know, like the Slits and then the X-Ray Specs and the Poison Girls, and then later on all the kind of Riot Girl bands. And those women were amazing, but they just seemed to be so confident and sort of almost scary. We loved them, but we never thought we'd get to be them. So yeah, it's never too late.
Yes, I think that's the message, you know, that dreams can come true. And if you believe you can, you can.
Yes.
Never too late. That is brilliant. I'm loving this chat. This is a great message. Now, you've got a special gig tonight in honour of International Women's Day. Tell us what's happening.
We have, yeah. I mean, there are two bands. We're putting the evening on. The headliners are actually our incredible band called Death of the Maiden. They're like a super group. The women in that band have their own bands who are also playing at the moment. The sound tech is a woman. We have Tarantina, a woman DJ afterwards. All the voices that come out of the speakers all night will only be women's voices, both between sets and then for Tina's DJ set. We've got two amazing women behind the bar who I have to say, I want to send some love out to them because they swap their shifts so that they could be when we're playing. So it's all women. It's going to be a fantastic night. I mean, I would kind of advertise it, but I think we've sold out, I'm afraid. It's at Florence Park Community Centre tonight. It's going to be a really, really amazing evening. We're really excited. There's such an appetite for women bands and women doing things for themselves, which is really exciting.
I've loved chatting to you, ladies. Amazing women, inspirational women. I love your story. That's great. Thank you so much for coming on, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, nice to talk to you.
That was really nice to talk to you. There we go. Lead singer Lisa and sax player Elise from the band Hormones. They're playing Florence Park Community Centre tonight in Oxford, but it's sold out. But I love that chat. That was great. Here on BBC Radio Oxford to celebrate International Women's Day tomorrow.